Welcome to GCSE Music. Music is a great option to take if you already enjoy performing, wish to develop your composing ability, and enjoy listening to a wide variety of music. Most of the course information will be in the booklet, so do please read it carefully and ask your teacher if you have any further questions. However, I'll now go through a number of the frequently asked questions we get most years. The performing part of the course is where you get to further develop your performing skills, both as a soloist and as part of a group. There are often quite a few misconceptions here though, so I'll try to clear these up. Firstly, you do need to be able to perform as part of the assessments and should only consider this GCSE if you are willing and able to do this. Any instrument is valid for performance and this does include the voice. We have had many singers do very well in the course most years. You do not need to play more than one instrument as part of the assessment process. In class time, it's always great to experiment with different instruments as you are learning, but for the assessed performance, it is just one instrument or voice that is required. You do not need to perform to a live audience. It is just in front of your teacher with a recording device. You can record your performance as many times as you wish, and the best recording counts. It is not just one final attempt. Any style of music is acceptable for the performance. Graded exam pieces, pop music, rock songs, musical theatre, classical or jazz, they're all great choices and they are marked equally. It is not a requirement to have private instrumental or singing lessons, although these are highly recommended. We have our own peripatetic teachers to draw upon if you wish. You don't need to have taken any associated board grade exams to access the course. You don't need to be grade 5 or grade 8 before taking the course. Grade 4 to 5 is about where you need to be at the end of year 11. If you have taken grades, we would recommend about grade 2 before you start, or the equivalent if you have not taken grades. If you are in any doubt, please speak to your teacher for further advice. In the composing part of the course, you get the opportunity to develop your compositional skills and write your own music. We spend lots of time learning different composing techniques in year 9 and year 10, and then you undertake the actual coursework parts from the end of year 10 and throughout year 11. You can compose in any style and for any ensemble, be it a heavy metal band or a string quartet. You can use a computer to compose if you wish, but it is up to you. Many students choose to use the score writing software Sibelius to compose their music. Some students prefer to use the software Cubase or the app GarageBand. Composing your work entirely in the recording studio, building up recorded tracks, and then writing a report is also an exciting option. However, some students just use a pencil and paper sat at a piano. The course is flexible to all methods of composition, and students can choose their preferred method for their final coursework. Common compositions include solo pieces for piano, pop songs, film scores, music for small ensembles. It really is up to you. In the listening exams, there are 8 set works tested with something for everyone. You can hear some of them playing in the background now. All these are covered as we go along and we listen to a wide range of music to supplement each area of study. We regularly link listening and theory with composition exercises and often learn the set works in a practical, musical way during lesson time. You need to be fairly fluent at reading basic music notation to begin with, but don't worry if you've not done too much music theory beforehand, as we cover it in depth over the 3 years. You do not need to have associated board Grade 5 theory to take this course, although it is also a very valuable qualification. Just a few final points. The associated board Grade 5 theory and practical are not the same as GCSE music. They are very useful qualifications, but as there is no listening or composition element, they are quite different. If you have any consideration in taking A-level music, you are strongly advised to do GCSE first. Taking music would assist in creating a broad and balanced curriculum for you to follow. As well as the academic parts of the course, it is a creative subject that helps with your skills in teamwork, cooperation, self-confidence, responsibility, discipline, and social skills. If you have any questions or require further advice, please get in touch with Mr. Cole or Miss Sutcliffe. So, if you enjoy making and listening to music, and you already play an instrument or sing to a reasonable standard, then this is the course for you.